I mean, like the ones that you know are washed and are there, but you hate putting on. You know that you have the
but holes where things pop out.
Yeah, like you can get it. You know what I mean?
My life.
I think they're the comfiest kind of ones, though.
No, these ones are like, you know what I mean? The ball is out of bounds.
Do you ever wear ones that are too small for you and they're like, won't go up your arse? Oh. And they're just like, caught.
But wearing a wedgie.
Hate that.
It's like chicken wire around you.
Neve, you're dying.
Yeah, I am.
Are you all right?
But it's not like a sick cough. It's kind of like you swallowed something.
Got caught something.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's called. I've googled it before.
Oh, you cough when you laugh.
Yeah, I get very wheezy when I laugh, and it's called something asthma when you laugh. I don't know.
That's the first time she's got the cough.
You've been here for over a year.
I'm quite a wheezy person as it is.
You like Weezer? Band.
The penguin off
from Toy Story.
Yeah, Mikey, you've got something for the podcast.
Yeah, a little game I saw on TikTok.
Oh yeah, all right.
What's TikTok?
That'd be fun. So this is how the game works, Graham. Yes. If you don't mind being like an umpire.
Absolutely.
So I don't mind who starts. Actually, I decided, Nathan, you're going to be the first contestant.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Am I playing?
Yeah. So we have to kind of get it going. Okay. So pick a song. A song that you'd
pick
like.
A song,
to,
any song.
Like to say that you could maybe sing.
Harry Styles. Lights Up.
Right, you put on the karaoke version of Harry Styles' Lights Up, except Nathan doesn't get to see the words.
I love this song, or this game.
So you don't get to see the words. You've got to now sing this song without the words.
I'm
just going to get headphones.
Yeah, okay. That's difficult.
Yeah.
So you have to guess the intro.
Okay.
Is it the intro, is it?
It's kind of like you have to sing when you think it starts, and if you think it's the right one. It's actually, you're not supposed to know what song it is.
I'll pick one.
Yeah,
okay.
So he's supposed to know the tune.
It's my life. It's my life. It's my life.
I doubted you.
Did you like it?
I knew you'd get the vote.
Oh,
did you? I think it's a
FM 104.
No, I don't think it's FM 104, but I think it is a likable song.
You don't mind playing?
And you haven't heard
I'm the Dr. Alban of presenters.
You should go see Dr. Alban.
You,
but I am likable. It doesn't get the vote.
Here we go.
Right. Okay. Here we go.
Nathan's free.
Nathan, you've got to sing now.
This is the YouTube sting. Okay.
Here we go.
So I have to sing.
Take it away.
I was dancing in my living room.
You have to get the words right.
Had the PJs up my arse, and I had a slice of carrot cake, and I know that.
So what, we stop it then, did it?
No, so stop it. No, you've got to sing the correct words and see how long.
He nailed I at the exact same time.
Thank
perfect.
You.
I felt it.
So you have to sing
the
song.
I know the words.
Yeah. I don't know the...
Okay.
Right, okay. A different song now for Neve.
Okay, I'll go.
This is fun.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's just kind of like shooting in the dark.
Yeah, yeah. Shooting in the breeze.
Ah, shooting the breeze with an old pal of mine.
Now my voice is dodge.
Woo!
Okay.
You don't have to sing nothing.
Woo!
We can do this stuff all night.
Yeah.
I don't know the lyrics.
Do I just call out and say she's wrong?
It's like your uncle who smokes Benson and Hedges.
We should take this back
to my place.
Right. I would have been more comfortable with that song.
And then
I would have been more comfortable.
And then after my one, me and Graham will switch positions and I'll put one on for him.
Juxtaposition.
It's my life.
Okay.
It's always nerve-wracking when you hear this thing at the start. Like the...
So who's going now, Mikey?
Oh, what a treat.
Why would you do this one?
This is an absolute treat.
Today this could
no,
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 I'll do it.
No, hold on.
I got this. Here we go. Come on.
Two, three.
Today this could be the greatest day of our lives.
Okay, we got a comp on. Here we go.
Before we all end.
He's out.
Before we run out of time.
Here we go, Mikey.
Stay close to me. Hold on. Stay close to me.
Hold on.
Watch the world come alive tonight. Stay close to me. Hold on.
taking this far too seriously.
Nathan was told
today this could be.
Tonight this could be.
The greatest night. Okay,
God, I felt so seen.
I'll go here. I just won't look.
Nathan can do it from his computer.
I felt so vulnerable.
Oh, Nathan, you can do it.
Nathan.
Nathan.
Nathan was thought he was.
I felt so seen.
Why?
Because no, I got really into it.
For
a minute, I kind of forgot that people could see me. And I wanted to make it seem like
I saw it.
He was holding his ear.
Stop.
I held it my ear and went.
You held your ear.
I held it my ear.
You've got a minute left, guys.
I'm alive.
No, there's no link here.
Yeah, but some of us want to go home.
I got it.
When's it gonna play?
Oh, sorry, that was a very bad version.
That was a shite one.
Nathan, do you want to do it? Sorry.
Up in the club.
We have 3 seconds. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast.
Cheers, guys.
Up in the club, where we turned up. Just got all my girls.
Hey.
I'm one of the girls, I'm on a hen. Let's all go to Belfast. We go to the Belfast, we whip out our Mickeys, and we look.
Leave it out!
Oh, God!
If you like it, then you should. Good luck.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Hi, good afternoon.
What's going on?
It is Graham and Nathan here, just after 3 o'clock on FM 104. Here to try and take the edge off what isn't a great day outside, but you know what? Inside your radio, we'll try and ooze some sunshine.
Yesterday's weather was quite alarming to me because it was every single weather in one.
Okay.
It was so sunny at one stage, beads of sweat dripping off my forehead, and then out of nowhere, torrential rain, tropical rain, and then it got freezing and I was very cold.
I got absolutely soaked. I went for a coffee and a walk in Clontarf, and we were walking by the water without knowing. I know over that little bridge.
This sounds
well,
very romantic.
The wooden bridge.
The wooden bridge. Mm. We're walking over the wooden bridge. Out of nowhere, a wave crashes in and soaks us. And I was wearing my new runners.
Oh no.
Do you have your new runners now?
No.
What new runners do you have?
Just another pair of Reebok. I'm like Bart Simpson. I just buy the same clothes over and over again. But it wasn't the coffee I went on a walk in Clontarf that I'm going to be talking about next. It was another coffee I went on over the weekend.
Where were you?
I can't say because I don't want to give away the location.
Oh.
Because I witnessed who could potentially be one of the most rudest people ever. Not a staff member, just another person having a coffee that was sitting beside myself and Claire.
And did you intervene?
I didn't intervene because it was so salacious, the stuff he was talking about.
Salacious!
That I was like, this could be a TV show.
Ha, lads!
But also, one of the worst people I've ever witnessed in the flesh in my life.
Very intrigued.
We'll go through it in just over 5. Let's get some Joel Curry on. This is Bed on FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan Podcast from FM 104.
Dua Lipa's new one, Training Season, on FM 104. Hello, it is Graham and Nathan.
I'm very intrigued, Graham. I was about to leave my car, but I stayed in because you said a couple of minutes ago you went for a coffee over the weekend and you met the rudest person you've ever met. And you've lived a fruitful life.
I didn't meet this person. I witnessed this person. I witnessed this person from a very close proximity. So, it was coffee.
Yeah.
And I got to try and paint the picture because initially when you'll hear what pricked my ear, you'll be like, I don't know if that's bad. I'll get your opinion, right? So it was a coffee shop where it was packed because it was raining, right? And it was packed inside, but it does have outdoor seating. And I would say of the outdoor seating, only about 25% of the outdoor seating is covered. So the rest of them you couldn't use.
Not ideal.
So seats and space were at a premium. So Claire was going up getting the coffee. I went out and I just got a seat. 2-seater, under a cover, away from the rain.
Happy days.
Happy days. And behind our table, there was a couple. And I would say they were in their late 50s, early 60s. Really nice couple. For some reason, they looked French to me.
Oh yeah, okay.
maybe on
little
holidays.
Little beret, yeah. Little French stick in okay. The pants.
So, jeez. So, this guy then comes out, and I just notice him because I'm noticing everybody else kind of looking around for some seats. People saying there's no seats. Now we'll call them the French couple are sitting there. They're coming to the end of their drink. And you can see they're really just kind of like trying to stay out of the rain and just kind of like, ooh. He walks up to them without a bother in the world and just stands over them, not even from a distance, stands over them at their table and just goes, are you leaving soon?
Oh, no.
Are you leaving soon?
Oh, that accent.
Yeah, well, you know the accent.
It's my accent. That sounds like me. Was I in that coffee shop?
It kind of pricked my ear because I was like, I feel it's a bit rude, but not like enough to be the rudest person in the world.
Surely he did something else.
So then, this is what kind of broke my heart. The older couple then kind of like, oh, yes, sir. And kind of scrambled to get their bits together, finish their coffee, and felt like they were being put out. As he stood there, just staring at them.
No.
Kind of over them, all right?
Hustling. A bit intimidating.
It was intimidating, all right? So anyway, he sits down. So his table now backs on to our table. And I'm kind of intrigued by this guy. And his friend comes out. Of course, his friend is the one who's buying the lunch.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? So they're sitting down and then they start talking. The first topic of conversation is him giving out about, no word of a lie, I couldn't figure out who it was because I missed it. I'm going to say maybe a friend or a brother or sister's child. Child. A child.
Yeah.
A 12-year-old girl he was giving out about. And I mean, he was going in on
saying what sort of things?
About how annoying she was and how she's always like being rude to her parents and how she goes to school and comes back and she's like giving out about the other kids and what they say to her.
She's 12.
He's kind of saying, all right, that she deserves it. I'm like, this... And I am, my jaw's on the ground. And the other guy, because I could see the other guy, I was looking at the other guy, and he was kind of like, okay, all right.
He was just humouring him.
Nothing. Claire then sits down, comes out with our coffees. It's like, okay, so here's the coffee. He's got your sauce straw. I go, she goes, what? I go, just tap my ear. I go, keep on listening to the guy behind. When I tell you we were there for 20 minutes, we didn't say a word to each other. We just listened to the guy behind.
I love that.
So we've got the Are You Leaving Soon? We got him giving out about someone else's child.
A child, yeah.
We then move on to his divorce.
Oh! Yes!
This is fascinating.
I was like, he's going on about the divorce. And then I could see Claire was interested then. She was like, okay, I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to listen to this.
Oh my God.
What was he saying about the divorce?
Going in on the wife. Or wife or ex-wife. I don't know what. I presume wife, they're going through a divorce.
Okay. Yeah.
He's moved out. He's given out about her. How come he didn't do it sooner? How he didn't see it?
Oh.
The money that his parents had given them money years and years and years ago.
Oh
now
my God.
He's then going to try and not allow her to have that money in a split. How she'll never find anybody else. Like, she's a horrible human being.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, I don't know how I didn't see this coming a mile down the road. Of course. Going on about how he's dating someone younger now.
Oh,
I was like, off. I go, well, that is the cherry on top of a complete arse.
I know we're saying rude, horrible person.
Yeah.
I would read this man's book if he released one.
But the juxtaposition was of the guy who was sitting across from him, and I was making eye contact, but I was watching his eyes, and he was kind of like,
Oh, God.
So he seems like a nice guy.
He seemed like a nice guy. Well, this guy didn't shut up for the whole blooming time. It was box office. Box office.
Are you going to go back to that coffee shop?
I'm going to follow him around.
Yes.
I know he's in. I'm not going to say what sport he's into, but I know he's into a particular sport. I might take it up in the hope that we cross paths and then I inversely become his friend and then I do something to him. And I got very weird there, so I'm going to stop and play some Outcast because I was going down a really dark avenue.
Hey, I was joining you.
You were nodding at me.
I'll
smiling.
Go down there as well.
Yeah, it's Hey Yeah on FM 104.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
That is new from Calvin Harris. It is called Lovers in a Past Life on FM 104. It's Graham and Nathan. I was watching an interview Calvin Harris was doing over the weekend, and he said he now doesn't accept DJ gigs, or at least he tries not to accept them, that are past 12 o'clock.
Oh,
he goes, he's getting old now. He said he's in his 40s. And he says he
really needs his sleep.
Ah, Calvin.
He goes, he wants his 8 hours. So he goes, yeah, if you want me, I'll do the early set and I'll finish at 12.
What about you? What's going on? Because you have a DJ alter ego, yeah. DJ Quench. I know there was massive talks last year surrounding Electric Picnic. You were trying to get a gig. Yeah. You wanted to DJ the main stage.
Look, it never happened. All I can say is, Nathan.
What can you say?
It's going to be a big year for Quench.
Yeah?
Any thirsty music fans out there, you're going to be Quench.
Niamh, have you ever witnessed DJ Quench?
No, I haven't.
I tell you, the last time DJ Quench was behind the decks, because he brings his own CDs and cassettes, was a One Direction themed evening.
I thought you were going to say the gig that got closed down.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah,
it was too wild. It got closed down.
Wow.
Somebody threw a bottle.
We shouldn't be laughing, guys.
No, shouldn't be laughing.
Shouldn't be laughing. No,
someone got
really
hurt,
that's
Niamh.
That's really bad, Niamh.
We got a message in. Where's Niamh?
I'm right here.
You haven't been talking the last 38 minutes.
I'm on strike.
Fair
She's
enough.
Busy. She's busy sending emails.
Well, you know
sending
me.
Emails.
Flat out.
What are you, who are you sending emails to?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I felt bad. At one stage, Niamh asked us to pass a phone to her, but we completely ignored her. And then she got up from her seat and just got the phone.
I'm so used to that happening, it doesn't faze me.
Oh, come on, Niamh. 2024. Right, we have spun a wheel. It landed on the letter C for kitty cat. So if your name
That's
begins
K.
with the letter C,
K. Kitty.
We might be giving you a call right now. Private number. Answer the phone loud and proud with the correct phrase.
Kitty cat is K.
Hello, my name is Carter, and I just won Graham and Nathan's Hat Trick for Evie on Dublin's FM 104.
There we go. Carter!
He threw in the Dublin.
I tell you,
showboating.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Carter, you're an absolute pro.
Fair play to you.
Carter, did you have a good weekend? What'd you get up to?
Sort of getting back into the routine, kids back to school and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I hear you. How many kids do you have, Carter?
3 boys.
And he on the school run now, collecting them?
On the school run.
Oh, so let's give them a shout out. Who are the 3 boys?
Derek, Corey and Keane.
Oh, they're strong names.
Absolutely. Strong boys.
A Corey and a Keane, so 2 more C's in there. Just like their dad, Carter. Well, Carter, congratulations. You are today's winner of Graham and Nathan's Half 3 freebie. We'll get those cinema passes sent out to you and have a great day. Chat to you later.
Cheers, lads.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
It's Cardi B and I like it on FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
Take me to the clouds above LMC on FM 104.
I'll take you to some entertainment.
Yeah, please do. It's Graham and Nathan. He's asked for loads of time.
Loads of time.
He's been given loads of time. So let's fill the time with some good news.
This is some great news. Now, do you have my computer up, Graham?
You're
because I have so many clips of audio. You're going to be so proud of me. I want to speak about a member from this band. Take a sip on my secret potion.
I'll make you fall in love. Little Mix.
Yeah. But sing with the song. In love. Jade Thirlwell from Little Mix. She is now a solo artist. Mm-hmm. I did not know this. She is releasing a brand new song called Angel of My Dreams. Now, of course, Little Mix, they were formed on the X Factor. They have since quit since 2018. But in this brand new song, in one of her lyrics, she says, "Sold my soul to a psycho," referencing Simon Cowell. Of course, that was the name of his record label,
Psycho, yeah.
which is now defunct, I believe.
Yeah.
No longer working, Psycho. And also in the music video, it shows a young Jade Thirlwell dancing to impress a big head honcho in the music world, a man with a big head smoking a cigar. Supposed to be Simon Cowell. Now Jada said, "No, it's not Simon, but it's Simon." You think that's the story? No, we're moving on.
I hope so. We've got a lot of time to fill
in. I went on to YouTube and I looked at people angry at Simon Cowell, because it can't just be Jade Thirlwell. He's quite a ferocious figure in the music world. I came across classic X Factor auditions, where contestants were told they were no longer going to make it through to the next round, and they got angry.
Oh.
But I want to hone in on one audition that took my fancy, okay? It's a woman called Kelly, and before Kelly's performance, Simon wanted to ask her a question.
Who would you compare yourself to in the charts today?
Celine Dion, Whitney Houston,
And how would you mark yourself out of 10 in terms of vocals?
10 out of 10.
Pretty incredible, isn't
it's a,
it?
It's wow. a big claim.
Like,
10 out of
big
10.
Claim. Yes. And some great, of those yeah. singers.
Yeah, some of the best to ever do it, Nathan.
Huge. Do you want to hear Kelly's singing?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm expecting big things.
All right.
And I will always love you. Will always love you.
Thank you. Well, you sounded like a dog barking
sorry.
At the end.
I am so sorry.
No, this is old school X Factor. You wouldn't get away with it now in 2024.
Then why are we playing?
But Simon had more critiques.
I mean, you sang it in about 7,000 different keys. I think this is a pointless exercise. You haven't got a 10 out of 10 voice. At best, I would give you 2.5.
Thank you very much.
And that's being Kelly. Generous.
No, then Kelly was
can I
told...
say also, this is the classic area, because this is when there wasn't a crowd at the auditions.
Oh, yeah.
This was in like a conference room in a convention.
And besides Simon Cowell, the very young Louis Walsh and a young Danny Minogue.
Danny Minogue, yeah.
But Kelly, she wasn't happy. She was told, you're not going through to the next round. She had a theory as to why she thought she didn't make it through.
Very degrading. Could not be nice. I think I'm being penalised because he just wants to get home. He's not giving anybody a chance. He seems to me very he wants to get home. He wants to go to the pub, basically.
We have been there. We have been there. At the end of a show, you're kind of like...
You want to go to a pub.
I want to go to the pub.
No, Kelly, she was very upset. She was crying. And then her father, Peter, was also outside. He wasn't having it. He decided to go back in and confront Simon Cowell. Do you want to hear how this goes?
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm her dad, her father.
What's your name?
Peter.
Peter. She was absolutely terrible in here, Peter. Can I say something? You are partly to blame for your daughter's delusion.
Why?
Because you've obviously encouraged her. It's crazy.
It's crazy. I think this is crazy.
No, but the whole thing is crazy.
All I'm asking you, please, can you give me one more?
It's
one
pointless.
More. Just one more.
It's pointless.
Why
Peter?
Is it pointless? Because I know she can do it.
Peter, you don't. That's the whole point. You
I
don't
do.
Know.
I do.
This is my business. Your daughter isn't good enough.
Have you got a heart?
Yes.
Well, will you put your hand in your heart?
I've also got a brain.
Oh. Where's your brain in your middle toe?
Goodbye, Kelly.
You've been very, very harsh.
Nice to meet you, Kelly.
Very harsh.
I know we're talking about new segments.
Oh, it's brilliant.
A lot. How about a new segment where Nathan goes down rabbit holes
of
classic Saturday night entertainment?
It's just so good.
Because X Factor, Britain's Got Talent.
You'd watch that again, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Like, wouldn't you?
Like, when you think of the viewerships that was getting, like 12 to 15 million a night, that's just in the UK.
Yeah.
All of Ireland knew all about it too.
Wow.
Nathan O'Reilly, it wasn't news.
No.
It was just you looking at a video you liked. But well done.
Thank you.
It's Benson Boone and Beautiful Things is Graham and Nathan on FM 104.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
So guys, you can probably hear it in my voice. I'm still battling this illness. It's quite a battle, but I'm not afraid of it. What I did over the weekend, I bought a few multivitamins. All right. So I'm drinking this drink first thing in the morning. But I tell you something I don't like about it. It makes my urine a completely different color.
Well, is it orange?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so orange.
I like have one of those vitamin C tablets every morning. And for the next few times I go to the toilet, it's just bright orange, like I'm extremely dehydrated.
I don't like it.
When you're the opposite, when you're actually hydrated because you're hydrating yourself.
I think apparently you're actually peeing out all the vitamins.
No, the vitamins stay in your body. You're just peeing out the liquid.
Okay.
So... whatever happened to your phase of doing what?
The ginger shots.
Ginger shot?
Yeah, I've
What's
stopped doing that. I used to Nutra Bullet ginger shots. A little bit of root ginger with apple juice. It gave me awful heartburn. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, because it sounds and tastes absolutely disgusting.
But I bought so many multivitamins and I got the drink. I got a few different capsules. Lads, I don't want to be too crude. My bowels.
Oh, yeah.
You can't mix them all.
Well, you know what they say. If you mix too many, hair loss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no. Yeah, you can't be doing that anymore.
Can't
of that.
Doing that.
Stay on cruise.
Always back to the hair.
Break your heart on FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
You're listening to Graham and Nathan on... It was a tough day yesterday.
Oh, yes! I was delighted. Man United taking on Liverpool. Man United, not the greatest team in the world anymore. We're playing terribly. But do you know what? We can dream. We can dream of taking away every Liverpool fan's dream of winning the Premier League under Jurgen Klopp.
It's a sad...
side of affairs that
of where you are
yeah,
right
my
now.
My happiness comes from Liverpool not reaching the heights that they should be reaching.
So the thing about it is, all right, I haven't really been too stressed this season. I don't know what it is. Usually I get awful anxiety watching the games, and I watch all the other games, and when Liverpool are going for the title, I get really stressed.
Maybe you've lost the hunger. Maybe you've lost the passion.
A little bit of me was thinking about that during the season. I go, why aren't I as stressed watching these games anymore? That wasn't until yesterday. Oh my God. I think because we're so close to the end of the season and because I'm going next weekend to see them take on Crystal Palace.
Are you? Yes, I didn't know that.
I'm going on Sunday. So I think now it's real, where we were top of the table. Arsenal and Man City, they drew last week, which meant we had a little bit of a gap. And I go, oh my God, we can actually win it.
Do you actually think, like, did you actually think that we could win the league?
Over the last month or so, I think the reason I wasn't getting into it so much was because I was trying to maybe not allow myself to believe we can win the league because we've had so many injuries. And Man City just go on this amazing run to the end of every season and they'll end up winning it. Until last week, and I go, oh God, we can win this, and I could be hurt really badly again, and I started to believe.
So explain how yesterday went for you, because obviously if you missed the game, like, Liverpool all over United.
I was so convinced we were going to win easily that I invited my Arsenal friend over to watch the game with me.
Big Gil.
Big Gil came over, huge Arsenal fan. And I knew well he wouldn't be sitting there respectfully. He will be celebrating Man United. And I respect that because I've done the same in the past. And I couldn't believe what was happening. We kept on missing chance after chance. We went 1-0 up, but we should have been 2 or 3-0 up at halftime. Then out of nowhere, we give away an easy goal, misplaced pass to the back.
Beautiful goal.
Fernandes scores a great
goal. Bruno Fernandes. Yeah. And can we just go to my computer here? Because out of nowhere, I still am getting a bit of goosebumps after this moment. Kobbie Mainoo scores an absolute cracker to make it 2-1 United. Once again, we are not a good team. So many holes in defence. You had so many shots on target. It could have been 6-0 to Liverpool, but it was 2-1 to United.
Then I started to get really stressed and I was like, oh my God, here we go. Now it's cutting me. Now the hope got to me last week and now the hope is disappearing.
Yeah.
And then when Salah was standing in front of the penalty, I'm not lying to you, I got sick in my mouth.
Oh, God. Now, was it something you had eaten?
No. I literally, with the stress of watching the game, I got sick in my mouth. I couldn't watch it. I was throwing myself all over the couch. Oh. So much so, Big Gil was secretly recording me.
Yeah.
And I looked like an absolute idiot. And I was thinking to myself after the game, it was 2-2, and I was so stressed.
Were you happy with the result?
I was happy, considering we were 2-1 down. Yeah. I was like, we'll take it. Yeah. Surely this can't be good for your health.
No.
Surely watching a football match and getting so into it that you get sick in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh God.
That this surely cannot be good for one's health.
Not good and the for stress, the blood pressure.
The stress and the anxiety and everything like that. And I'm wondering, have you listening to this show right now, have you ever been watching a sporting event or something unfold and you've realised, God, this is really bad for my health. Maybe you fainted or you actually vomited.
Oh my.
Because you were so stressed.
Yeah.
I want to hear your story. 087-6797-104. Have you been watching some sporting event and it's taken such a toll on your body that you have got sick because of it?
Oh.
Let us know on WhatsApp. You can also send us in a WhatsApp voice note as well. I'd be very interested to hear your story because I've never got sick in my mouth before. I have cried.
Yeah.
I think that's a different thing. I've bawled out crying when Liverpool won the Champions League in 2019. But physically getting sick, that was a first.
I would be intrigued by the sporting event.
It's Lyra on FM 104. Take my hand, boy, don't ask why.
I've been waiting, so don't be shy. I'm a party girl and it just feels right to let you come and take me home tonight. You tell me I'm fine, like my dress really.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Save your tears for another day.
The Weekend on FM 104. That is Save Your Tears. You are with Graham and Nathan.
You had no tears yesterday, just a lot of sick in the mouth.
I was watching the Liverpool United game and I think the season now is really kind of coming to a head.
It's seven, heating up.
Seven games left, a three-way title race. I'm a Liverpool fan and yesterday I really felt the stress, the nerves, the anxiety. And when Salah was about to take the penalty, I was so stressed. I was on my...
Shouldn't have been a penalty. Harvey Elliott just dived.
You're trying to rile me up now. I was on all fours watching the game. I was all over the place.
I beg your pardon.
I couldn't relax and I ended up getting sick in my mouth.
Yeah.
Asking you, have as a sporting event ever done this to you? Because surely this isn't good
it's
for
our
health.
It's not good for you. It can't be good for your blood pressure or your mind. I'm a United fan. I'll take a point. I was happy with that. We got a message.
How far in. You have fallen.
Yeah, well, look, I don't care. We got a message in from Robert. My missus won't stay in the house with me while United is playing because of how annoyed and anxious I get. But I once did get sick over screaming so much when we beat Chelsea in the Champions League final. I remember it well, 2008, John Terry slipped and United won.
I wouldn't watch that game.
Why not?
Because we lost the semi-final to Chelsea.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't watch it.
Get a grip.
Leona's been in contact. What's that voice note?
Back in February, I brought my boyfriend to the Super Bowl in Vegas. He's a 49ers fan, and I remember the first two halves of the game going really well and thinking this is going to be amazing, it's going to be great. Then in overtime, the Chiefs won. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm so heavily invested in this game emotionally, financially, like location-wise, around the other side of the world. Like the holiday, I thought the holiday rested on the result of the game. And I had that sick in my own moment as well. But the rest of the holiday was amazing.
So weird, people getting sick in their mouth over sports.
Jeez, mouthwash afterwards.
Josh also joins us on the phone. Josh, what are you saying?
I haven't watched a United-Liverpool match in about 10 years.
Why?
The nerves. Man, I'm a United fan.
Yeah.
And last 10 years haven't been ideal.
That's true.
And even before then, when Torres was, you know, tearing it up, couldn't handle it either. So, you know, hasn't been a great season. Hasn't been ideal. Still have hope for Ten Hag. But,
yeah, I know. It's rough out there. We're hoping Sir Jim Ratcliffe brings back the glory days. I don't know. Well, you weren't watching the game yesterday. You'd be intrigued by this, Josh. At one stage, the camera panned to the crowd. Sir Jim Ratcliffe was there with his wingman, Sir Dave Brailsford. You'll never believe who they were stood next to, potentially going to replace Eric Ten Hag. Sam Allardyce. Big Sam.
I'm a former Limerick FC manager, Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, exactly. Josh, what was it? Can you remember the last Man United Liverpool game you watched?
Oh, here. I think it was 1-1. And yet again, Liverpool were all over us.
Yeah.
But I don't know which I dislike more, United losing or Liverpool winning.
Yeah, it's one of Sophie's choices.
Oh, and what was your reaction when last season we bet you 7-0?
Oh God!
I have to go. So it's fun breaking up.
Well, Josh, I don't wish you ever comfort to watch a Liverpool
United
again.
You need to watch next season, all right?
Oh, listen, 8-0.
Go on, Josh. Talk to you later on.
Cheers, lads.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan Podcast from FM 104.
Paul Russell, Lil Boutang on FM 104. You're listening to Graham and Nathan.
What's going on? We have wristbands to Fundamania Fairground, giving you and three friends 3 hours of unlimited rides.
Yeah, Fundamania Fairground returns to Pavilion's Shopping Centre Swords from April 13th until the 28th. And you can check out fundamania.ie for some more information. Right, we're going to be doing Fundamania's Ferris Wheel of Fortune. Two players going head-to-head, Rachel versus Robbie. First off, Rachel, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Rachel, oggy, oggy, oggy.
Oi, oi, oi.
I said oggy, oggy, oggy.
Oi, oi, oi.
All right, calm down. It's a daytime show.
For some reason, I don't know why, you really reminded me of What's your man's name from Gavin and Stacey? Bryn.
Oh!
I'll
take that.
Just the way your face contorted there as you said it.
He's a lot older than me, Bryn.
Well, yeah, but you look kind of
the
same age.
That is true. Robbie, what's going on, you salty dog?
All good, lads. All good. Just on the way home from work.
Happy days. Working like a DOG. Have you ever been to Fundamania Fairground before?
I have. A good many years ago. Obviously in the Pavilions, which is only down the road. So it couldn't be any better.
Okay. You're from Swords, Robbie?
I am living in Swords about 15 years.
You can hear it in your voice. You're born and raised in Swords, weren't you?
Absolutely.
Born and raised.
Rachel, where are you from?
I'm from Newcastle, okay. So I'm south side.
Bit of a Geordie. Have you ever met Gaz Beadle in the flesh?
Wrong Newcastle, Nathan. Wrong Newcastle.
No, I'm Dublin, not England.
Why aye, mate? Why aye?
Right, here we go. We're going to do this. Fundamania's Ferris Wheel of Fortune. Very shortly, you're going to hear our Ferris Wheel sound effect. It's going to be going round and round and round for an allotted amount of time. The person closest to it stopping within 5 seconds shouts Fundamania.
Fundamania.
And then it will stop. Okay? The first person to shout it. If it stops within 5 seconds of you shouting Fundamania, you will win the wristbands. But if it goes for longer until it stops, the other person will win. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And if nobody says it and it stops before, we'll open it up and we'll pick someone at random. All right?
Okay.
All right. Best of luck, everyone.
Here we go. The Ferris wheel is off.
Fundamania.
That was Robbie.
Okay. Robbie, you stopped it at 14 seconds exactly.
Oh. Why I?
So if it stops before 19 seconds,
okay,
you win.
That's the sweet spot.
Here we go. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Oh!
Rachel, you're the winner!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, radio's Rachel. Most simple competition.
Yeah.
It is so simple. Lying.
I'm still confused. Who won?
Rachel.
Oh, Rachel. Yay. You're
why
I.
Rachel.
Oh, my boy Frankie's going to be so happy. Thanks so much.
No worries at all, Rachel. You are a winner. Enjoy Fundamania and have a great time there. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And it returns tomorrow as well. And we're just keeping it nice and simple. Such a simple way to win.
Do we need to kind of finesse it a bit?
No, it's so
pig
easy.
Pig grunt over beep.
We'll come up with something different to finish it every week.
Pig grunt.
Or every day. Maybe we'll.
Every week?
No, every day, maybe. We'll look at a pig grunt, maybe a clown laughing or something.
Oh, lovely.
Felix Jan, Ain't Nobody. You're listening to Graham and Nathan on FM 104. The Graham and Nathan Podcast. FM 104. I was mortified before the show.
Oh, did something happen? Is everything okay?
Mortified. So I went into Big Dunn's.
Yeah.
To get my little lunches.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my two little lunches. It was grand. And I went to pay. I was at the self-service. No problem at all. Earphones in. No bother. Tapped my card. Tapped my Revolut card.
Oh no.
Tapped it. Took the two. Put them in my bag. Grabbed my umbrella. Walked out. I got to the door. There was somebody screaming after me. Not in a like, hey, you, get back. It was
a fan. Maybe a fan of the show.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Sorry. And I could hear it, but I go, that's not for me. Why the hell would it be for me? I only got two bits of lunch. I haven't forgotten anything. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. I get to the front door and she like has to kind of get around because I have my earphones in. Your card didn't go through.
Oh!
Your card didn't go through.
And insufficient funds.
And you know where the door is beside Dunn's? Everyone is sitting in the seats having their lunch and they all turn.
Oh, no.
And I go, oh, God. So what I did is I thought I had money on my Revolut.
Mm.
And as I dawned on me, I go, oh, no, so I have nothing on my Revolut. I spent that.
So what did you do?
I went back and then I made sure just to go tap up my real card. That's so strange.
Oh, I hate that.
Work straight away this time.
Were you walking out waving your receipt going, oh.
It was was horrible.
You can't go back.
It's horrible.
Oh, you can't go back.
Well, Nathan, we've got no other options around here, so we have to go back.
I know.
We have to go back. Right, Imagine Dragons, Believer. You are listening to Graham and Nathan, FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
Chainsmokers and Closer on FM 104. It is Graham and Nathan.
Ping pong, ding dong, ping pong, ding dong, ping pong, ding dong, ping.
If you've just joined us, there has been some breaking news in the last few minutes. The GOAT, Mr. Nathan O'Reilly, will not be playing ping pong ding dong this evening because the doctor has told him his right nostril is too blocked.
What do you make of that news, Aileen?
Devastated.
Sad news.
So are we even allowing Aileen to choose? Or has she been forced to take on me?
Well,
I would have choose Graham anyway. Because
well, let's do it.
His name All is right. Graham. So.
All right.
Whose name is Graham?
My husband's.
Okay. Oh, lovely.
Right.
My son's name is Nathan.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You live with a Graham and Nathan.
Did you name Nathan because of me?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Hopefully they're not as annoying as us two.
Right. These are the rules, Aileen. I'm going to give yourself and Graham a topic. You have to give me answers in relation to that topic. You go back and forth like a good old-fashioned game of ping pong. No repetition. You have to be quick and please play with a smile on your face. Is that okay, Aileen?
Yeah.
Now, you are our beautiful listener, so you're going to be serving first. I can tell you, your topic this evening, villains in any TV show or film.
Very subjective.
Oh.
Sorry?
Okay.
Oh.
In any TV show or film, a villain.
A villain?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just think like
Superman?
Sorry?
Superman?
No. I'm going to just go back. Just like the bad person. Do you know the evil character in a TV show or film?
Okay.
All right, over to you. Five.
Oh no.
Aileen, you there?
We lost Aileen.
Have we lost Aileen? Aileen? The match has been abandoned.
I don't think Aileen was.
Oh no.
Okay, me and you do it.
Okay.
Me and you do
right,
it.
You're the umpire.
Yeah,
the Joker.
Richard Hillman.
The Penguin.
Dirty Den.
The Scarecrow.
Nasty Nick. I'm going a very different avenue to you.
Dr. Evil.
Good one.
The coyote in
Coyote Ugly.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm only messing.
Who's
I'm messing.
Coyote.
Mask face in Scream.
Yeah. Mask face in
Ghost face. Yeah.
Ghost
face. Scar in The Lion King.
Oh, good one.
Saw.
Rory Cowan's character in Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Twinks Budgie.
Come on, Nathan. Five. Four.
The aliens in X-Files.
Graham, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're gone.
Oh, great game.
Mr. Octopus.
Yes.
Is that another? Yes, get in. All right, Zara Larsson, Calvin Harris, On My Love. It's FM 104 with Graham and Nathan.
No, I don't need the time to make up my mind.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Over again. That is Lewis Capaldi. Strangers on FM 104. Hello, it's Graham and Nathan.
What's going on, guys? I watched the TV over the weekend. Call me crazy, call me a madman, but the weather wasn't great, so I decided to put my plump derriere on the couch in the living room.
Very good.
And I went on to Netflix, came across a show, Ripley, starring Andrew Scott. It dropped on Friday. And I give it the big thumbs up. You have to check it out. Now, this is very interesting because it's based on a book by Patricia Highsmith, the talented Mr. Ripley. And I was intrigued by this because I don't know if you've ever seen the film, The Talented Mr. Ripley. It came out in 1999. It was a stellar cast. Matt Damon, Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, wow.
It was an unbelievable film. I watched it over the summer. So I was intrigued. Ripley, is this the same film?
When Saltburn came out,
yes,
weren't people saying that it was kind of a...
It was similar.
Similar, the storyline to Saltburn.
Very similar. Now, I don't want to give away too much, but this is a series. There's 8 episodes in this brand new show, Ripley, on Netflix, okay?
Okay.
So it's not a film. Andrew Scott stars as Ripley. He's a man living in New York in the 1960s, and he's trying to make ends meet.
Yeah.
He's struggling to make a little bit of money. And then out of the blue in the first episode, he is invited by a man to meet him. And the man says, I want you to go over to Italy and bring my son back to America. He's been living in Italy for many years with his girlfriend. Bring him back and I will pay you a massive salary. He decides to take the job and it leads him to deceit, jealousy, and dare I say murder. Have a listen to the
murder,
trailer.
He came to Italy, moved into Dickie's house. He just wouldn't go away.
You like art, Tom? You're in the right place.
You like art, Tom? Well, you're in the right place.
Tom is one of those people who takes advantage of people. He's taking advantage of Dickie.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Andrew Scott is unbelievable in it.
Who's Dickie and who's Tom?
So
which one is Mr.
Tom.
Ripley? Tom Ripley.
Tom Ripley. So that's played by Andrew Scott. He's the main guy. He's so menacing in it. Andrew Scott seems like the nicest man in the world. You wouldn't recognize
him.
I like
the sound of this.
It's really edgy. It's edge of the seat sort of stuff.
I might start this tonight.
Do watch it. It's in black and white and it's shot beautifully.
Really quickly, is it the same storyline as the movie?
Yes.
Or, so it's the exact same storyline.
Exact
so
same storyline.
Miss Ripley goes to
and
Italy,
you know what's
well,
really interesting? It will make you feel old. Dickie. So,
my hair makes me
so,
feel old.
So the guy Dickie, he's the son living in Italy. Yeah. His girlfriend is played by Dakota Fanning. Anyone who watched the film Man on Fire with Denzel Washington,
wow,
that
the
is
daughter.
The daughter. She is now an adult. We're all getting older.
I watched a movie on Friday, thanks to you, Graham.
Go on.
Palmer.
With Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. Watched it with my mom and my brother. And gorgeous movie.
Yeah.
But you didn't tell me how slow it was. It's very, very slow.
Now, I do remember Graham saying it was slow to begin with.
Oh,
and
sorry,
then it got
you?
Going. I'm pretty sure.
Very slow. Did you say that?
Kind of did, yeah.
No, it was a great movie.
I've got a call. Oh, she was waiting
oh,
all
she
weekend.
Was.
Oh, I'm
chomping up the bit.
I'm writing that down.
No, but I was like, what was Graham thinking? But no, it was very good.
Is he a good actor, Justin Timberlake?
I think he's trying to be a bit too serious. Like, he's a bit of a likable character and he's...
At the beginning, he was very kind of moody and grouchy. Mean.
Drinking beers on the porch.
But the thing about... The reason I like those types of movies, I like those kind of... they're called neo-westerns, guys. They're like a modern of like living in a deadbeat town in America and no hope, but there's always something going on, sinister.
Yeah.
I like... They're all slow. And I remember... I can't remember exactly... Wind Over Water or something like that. River. No, there was another one. And Claire goes, this is rubbish. It's so slow. But I loved how slow it was.
Okay.
Why do you like the
slowness? Maybe guys, I need to retire to the country and live
like?
A kind of get out of the
slow
hustle
life.
And bustle of the city.
Yeah.
I need to live
but
slow life.
Without giving too much away, can I ask, why was the house left to the church?
Because
no, but like
I
was...
reckon because he was in prison for so long. And that's not a spoiler. He comes out of prison at the very beginning. And she had no one else.
And Justin Timberlake leaves the house to the church.
No. We just stop. FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
How is everyone's footwear for this evening? Are we going to all get wet socks?
Dreading the walk home now.
Yeah.
You're over the Samuel Beckett Bridge. We've roughly the same distance to cover. Niamh, you go, you get the Lewis and a bus.
I get, yeah, the Lewis and a bus, and there's a bit of walking in it, guys.
All right.
And I've got the ankles out tonight.
Is it properly lashing out there? Haven't looked.
I haven't looked.
Mike, is it lashing out there?
Yeah.
Oh no.
So disappointing.
Wet socks.
All right, well, look, on the way next.
Confession box.
Have you sinned? Have you a confession to tell us? WhatsApp us 087-6797-104. And we'll go through them after pink, just like a pill. It is Graham,
Graham and Nathan podcast.
FM 104.
Just like a pill on FM 104. It is Graham and Nathan. Okay, it's Monday.
It's lashing.
Come in. Come in. You can get some shelter in here.
Oh.
Come on in.
So there's a roaring fire here.
Yeah.
Jesus. It's lovely.
Ah, it's nice.
Ah, Niamh, do you like it?
Love it, thanks.
Yeah. Graham.
Ah, it's lovely.
Confession box.
Right, every Monday we do the confession box. We place it after the weekend in case you... maybe you did something over the weekend you weren't proud of and you wanted to kind of tell somebody, but you didn't want it people to know it was you. So we keep you anonymous. If it's a voice note you send into us, we deepen your voice. If it's a WhatsApp you send into us, we get an unpaid actor to voice it. And every single time, 100% you feel better after.
I'm trying to think of the weekend. I think I was actually well behaved.
Well, I told you earlier on. Oh, I left Dunn's without paying for my lunch.
Yeah, that's not shocking. He tried to...
It's actually illegal.
Picked the wrong card. Tap, tap. I was like, all right, see you later. Yeah. I'm actually very good for waiting to make sure it goes through. And I just said...
Always shop.
Responsibly. I said, got to get to work. Got to make sure those two are doing their jobs.
Oh, been doing my job today.
Excuse me, who was first in?
Yeah, and then Nathan arrived about an hour after me.
Leave me alone.
All right, Nathan, do you want to kick off with the confession you've got on your side?
Unpaid actor. We know this unpaid actor very well, has been around for a while.
They're not getting any more gigs.
I have been told still going on auditions, but not getting the gig.
Well, they'll always have a job here.
Always have a job.
They won't get paid.
They're about to read the message. Here we go.
Hi, Graham and Nathan. Hope all is well. Looking forward to hearing this evening's bangers and trash choices. Anyway, I have recently become a bit of a bookworm. I enjoy reading on the dart on my morning commute to work. It relaxes me and sets me up for the day. But I have a bad habit that I cannot quit. It is not smoking. It is far worse in my opinion. Before I begin a new book, I find myself reading the last page of the book. Do not ask me why I do this. I suppose I just want to make sure that it is a happy ending, but to be honest, it is difficult to know if it is happy as I am not familiar with the plot or characters. I know I need to stop doing this. Maybe there is some patches I could get for this disgusting habit, lol.
I don't understand. I don't understand people who read the end of books.
No,
I've done it before. I do it for TV shows now. I do it for TV shows. I Google the ending.
So you know what's going to happen at the end of Ripley.
I was watching the show, is it called The Cleaner on Netflix?
Yes.
Have you heard about that with Sheridan Smith? Mm-hmm. It's number one at the moment on Netflix.
Don't tell me.
Oh, well, he's already
knows. Don't spoil it.
No, I'm not going to. But it's a very stressful show. She's a gambling addict. And I had to find out, look, what happens in the end. And I Googled it while watching episode two. So I now know how it ends and I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Ah, I can't believe you do that.
I do.
And then do you then say it to Becca, going, oh.
Well, Becca sees me Googling and she goes, stop, are you doing that? I go, no, I'm not, but I am.
God. I couldn't stand that at all. Right. We go for another one.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hi, Graham and Nathan.
Hello.
I have been a secondary school teacher for the last 4 years.
Oh.
Originally, I was going in there to teach French, but also got asked just to cover junior cert history while they sourced a teacher for it. 4 years later, I'm still teaching history to leaving certs too. I haven't a clue what I'm doing.
Oh.
I dropped it after the junior cert because I was so bad. I'm sure I got AD in pass. I stay a couple of pages ahead of the students, and it is draining trying to bluff my way through their questions. I teach at a pretty high achieving school, so I'm sure you can imagine, I get asked a lot of questions.
Lads, This is kind of like a whistleblower.
Wow. That sounds like my idea of hell.
She's obviously doing a good job, though, if no one has questioned it.
Yeah, true. And if she's in a high-achieving school.
Yeah.
I feel like the kids wouldn't be asking questions if they're very clever.
No, but don't cleverer children ask questions because they want to learn more? While kids who don't ask questions are like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
Did you ever do in class, just so you would not do any work, you would keep asking loads of questions?
Yeah.
And you could see they're like, God, you're really into it today. And you just don't want to do any more because the more you do, the more homework you'll end up getting based off the stuff that you did.
Did you do history for the leaving?
No, I didn't do it because I think it went up against something that I wanted to do. It went up against geography.
Me too.
And I really like geography.
Did you like reading out in class? Like in terms of English?
No, never.
Did you not?
I don't think anybody does. It's kind of an intimidating thing to do.
I didn't mind it.
It's like us. It's exactly like school here. We'll be reading this week on Graham and Nathan. We'll fluff our lines and then we'll go, and then you're mortified for the rest of the day. All right, any more confessions you'd like to get into the confession box? It is always open. You can WhatsApp us 087-6797-104. We also want your voice notes too. Remember, we will deepen your voice to keep you anonymous. Jax Jones, Where Did You Go? Graham and Nathan on FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.